grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley.
Good afternoon.
Howdy, welcome howdy. All the way from The Hemp Store, of course, late night on K Road tonight. So that's, if you're feeling like
that's a strange
spending
sentence,
some
though.
Money.
Isn't every night on K Road?
Or late night retail.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a special night on
it's
K Road.
It's a special night. It's the first Thursday. It's the big night. You're right. For those who like to frequent
is it officially
bars
first Thursday?
And dives of K Road, then it's all a late night, isn't it, Big Hungry?
You can wander around in the open mall. There'll be music pumping around. There'll be a cup of coffees
that's
at the
right.
Hemp Store. And
sure.
Hemp-related stuff.
Yarns.
Sure.
Bit of banter. You never know. But yeah, it's first Thursday on K Road, late night. Very good.
How many cannabis-related questions will you answer tonight?
Many, many. Mostly, how do I get some CBD? Can I get some CBD here? That's the number one thing. Because you can in most, parts of the world, most civilized parts. Well, we take people through what the law is and how they can get it.
Mm.
And most people shake their heads and walk out the door muttering. And
if you say it to your phone enough, you'll get like sort of your algorithm will just pop these things up on Facebook Marketplace. Go, this person's selling CBD. Just you know, it does happen. Definitely.
Yeah.
Free money. Where can I buy CBD? Oh, sorry.
John, let the record show. John was kissing his phone just then. You've sent us through a couple of stories here, Chris, about the DAC leaf out there just dominating the world and doing rad things, but also getting itself in weird mischief because of weird laws.
Where would you like to start, here, Chris Fallon?
Well, I guess because we were just talking about CBD, on the Daily Blog, I think it went up today, potentially, Katie Thomas talking about the experience that she's going through with her son, Eddie, and getting CBD in from, this is prescribed as well, and with the cooperation of the doctor and being sent to the doctor's clinic and everything, but it keeps being seized and stopped, and it's, you know, it's really illustrative of the plight of what
our customs
what
are stopping
this going through. Yeah.
Oh man, it sucks. Okay. God damn it.
Yeah.
So
you know, and
does
this
she,
is this is literally
like,
life saving.
We're
medication.
Talking about medicine, aren't we?
Does
at this
she send
point?
A really? Prescription off to customs and they?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Clear it? It's just slowing it down a bit.
Well, I think There's been a few, a lot of hoops that they've made them jump through, and the latest one is part of the shipment was released, but not the rest.
Well, it says here that customs want $302 transferred to their bank account immediately for charges and fees. I mean,
finish the rest of the sentence.
What the heck's going on here? For the CBD medicine they just seized and intended to destroy as a controlled drug.
So, yeah, not only being destroyed, but billing for it as well.
What the hell?
It's incredible, and this is prescribed by the doctor. You know, clearly something's got to change, right? The rules that are in place at the moment, despite it being this shiny medical cannabis scheme and supposedly fixing these issues,
nothing available locally, nothing produced locally.
No products have been approved yet. It doesn't say they won't be. I'm sure there will be. But it's not happening with the pace and speed that the patients will need to believe. And so, you know, maybe there's something wrong with the settings and where we can speed that up and make more products available. But certainly that leads to, you know, funding is one of the main things. So it's having the products is one thing because, you know, you can, there are whatever's locally available, but there's also the potential, as Katie Thomas is doing, of bringing in with if your doctor wants to do it. But funding, you know, is always an issue, no matter what, you know, people are getting. And the rules here seem to favour or only allow very expensive products, or have so far. But they wouldn't be expensive if they were funded like other medicines, right? And ACC is the main funder of medicines, both individual case by case, but also through the public health system, through hospitals and GPs. And they, at the moment, just seem to have this blanket policy of not funding anything, simply because they're unapproved products as such.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually in a story that was in the Herald this week. ACC urged to change cannabis policy as people turn to black market for pain relief.
What's
happening,
time,
right?
What
we know it,
about?
We're saying it every week, but here it is in the Herald. It turns out they've only approved, as I say, despite this medical cannabis scheme coming into effect, and you'd think that would be a signal by the government to its agencies saying, hey, we're into this now, like get in behind. And instead, a grand total of 8 funding approvals by ACC, but all of those This wasn't in the Herald article, but my understanding is that all eight were actually declined by ACC, by their clinical advisors. So at first they go, unapproved drug, declined. And then you go, no, please. And they go, oh, okay, clinical advisors, what do you say? And they go, unapproved drug, no. And the eight that did get it all had to go to court. Mm-hmm. These are patients, you know, who should be getting on with their treatment and recovery or whatever it is that's happening in their life, and they're having to go to court it's not a good situation. So it's good to see that the Herald is covering this. Very good, good on them, and hopefully we can get some changes there.
Just to Google drug to find out exactly what it means, and Wikipedia says a drug is any substance that causes a change in an organism's physiology or psychology when consumed. There you go.
There you go. Well, that's a wide variety of things, certainly.
Just thought I'd jump that in there.
Yeah, exactly, John.
It's good contribution. Good contribution.
What's next, Chris Valley?
Things making me go pause. It's not the weed. It's this bloody Red Bull is making me a bit...
Chris Valley,
just want to clarify that, everyone.
He hates it, but I'm going to do it. Hello, you've called Marijuana Media. You've got a captive audience. What's going on?
I welcome it.
Oh, the old man's tried to get some CBD in twice, and you get it confiscated by customs twice.
Oh, fuck.
And $500 a bottle each time for like a small 30-year bottle.
Oh, shit, mate. You might be better off. You've got a crummy line, but what I think is you might be better off just going local,
He did. He ended up going to the found a green fairy down in Wanaka who sorted him out.
Right on. You didn't hear that from me, but man, it sucks. But that's the way.
We all heard it.
You're doing the right thing, man. Just charge on.
It's punishing for the mums and dads out there that want to, the boomers who want to get hold of it. You know.
Oh, totally, man. This Katie Thomas story. Mm. There's a picture where she's just kissing her son, and I'm not sure what his ailments are, but you can tell she's just trying to do the right thing by her kid. You know, it sucks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a good night, guys.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks.
All right.
There you go. People out there living their lives.
Mm. Speaking of boomers trying to get hold of it, Arthritis Org NZ, or Arthritis New Zealand, I should say, that's the website, Arthritis New Zealand, this week has an article, I believe it's in their magazine, it's on their website, about the increasing evidence of the therapeutic potential of medicinal cannabis, and in particular for arthritis, osteoporosis, I believe, as well.
Everyone's just making it more and more awkward, isn't it? Really?
Well, it's quite a, you know, they've done a bit of a canvas of the available evidence, and it's fairly positive, you know. So, you know, I'd encourage people that have, you know, that are a bit older or whatever age that have arthritis, you know, have a read of that. So on Arthritis Org NZ, and there's a survey, there's a link from that, and they've got it on their homepage. There's the survey link, and they want to hear from people. Are you, you know, is it effective for you?
Oh, cool.
Or are you having trouble getting it?
Right.
So it's just a quick 5-minute anonymous survey, and I'd you know, get on there.
Chris,
Arthritis Org NZ.
What do you know about the interactions between CBD and THC and other, you know, widely prescribed drugs? Are there any sort of known interactions or side effects?
Well, there's, putting aside, it would probably vary between people to an extent and between conditions, generally, the CBD counteracts some of the effects of THC or attenuates, I should say. So you get the medicinal effect still, but it you don't get so much psychoactive effect. Mm-hmm. And when people have a balanced formulation, there tends to be less anxiety or whatever among sort of novice users of it, and people when they're adjusting to their dose. But the mix of CBD does take away some of the analgesic effect, it turns out. It's good inflammation
that?
Thing.
What
it's the pain relief. So even though you hear a lot that CBD is about pain relief, it's not really. It's THC is the pain reliever. CBD is the anti-inflammatory, right? Mm-hmm. So if that's the source of your pain, then that's going to help. Something like arthritis, it is going to be.
What about other drugs that are prescribed? So say you're using above board drug which is being prescribed for something, and you're using CBD and or...
Talk to your doctor. That's the main thing. I'm not a doctor, so...
Well, I'd say that whatever that drug is, your body definitely probably doesn't have a receptor to it like we do a cannabinoid receptor everybody has. So there's one thing there that is different.
Certainly, yeah. Opioids do, I guess, but... One of the main things is CBD seems to be metabolized by the same enzyme and gene that there's a whole class of medicines that if you have this, you know, you should avoid or certainly be careful, right? Mm-hmm. And people talk about the grapeseed extract and certain drugs that you should avoid grapeseed extract. If that's the one you're on, then CBD falls into that category too. So that's really easy. If your doctor's already telling you avoid grapeseed extract or whatever, or adjust your dose because of it or da-da-da, CBD is going to be in that same kind of category.
Okay.
But other than that,
okay. Pretty, I was just curious.
Pretty harmonious.
You know, main thing is getting used to the dose. With something psychoactive like THC, it's, you know, people who have been there and done that, it's easy. But certainly for the people who are novices, which might be the older generation for their arthritis, for mm-hmm, example, mm-hmm. And working out that correct dose, you know, and starting low, going slow so that you can tolerate the increasing dose that you might need for the pain, for the analgesic effect.
Yeah.
You might need that higher dose, but you want to get there quite slow so that you don't get too much of a psychoactive effect.
The green fairy stuff, when you're buying CBD, just broadly speaking, I think it does have a little taste of THC in it. You know, because these things aren't like full pharmaceutically made. You know, I do know that I've had some CBD oil that I was like, shit, this has got a little bit of a buzz in it. So, and that's someone who I lean in on the DAC quite heavy, you know, and I could feel it. So I think you know, the sort of rough and ready made stuff potentially will have a little bit in it, but also it won't blow your mind. So maybe, you know, it's not the end of the world, if you know what I mean.
They're all going to be different, I think, and that's one of the risks. So if you've got a good green fairy source, and there is certainly a lot out there, then you know, they're trying their best, but very few have access to labs, you
exactly,
know, to get it tested, and that's something that we'd like to see change, so that people can get their stuff tested, both at a producer level and in a consumer level.
Yes.
And we've seen that with pill testing, so come on, let's open that up to cannabis products too.
Yes.
And you know, and not just at festivals, let's just have it out there in the community so that people can get their things tested and know what they're taking.
Yeah.
And Chris, was there anything else you have sent through a story about someone
yeah, two
in the
interesting
UK
things. Yeah, it was quite interesting.
Raided.
A whole raid. Cops thought it was a big grow, and it turns out, you know, they're sending drones around and getting heat maps and putting it under surveillance, seeing all these people coming and going, and thinking it was this big weed factory grow, and turns out it was a cryptocurrency mining, and setting off all the same
hard drives to run and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of heat and people coming and going. But they're stealing electricity, you know, it was all just dodginess, bringing the heat on.
Stealing electricity
don't do
to
it.
Mine Bitcoin.
Don't do
kinda
it.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in other international news, a brief
mining
little...
that's a weird term for it, isn't it?
Oh, that's what it's called, mining Bitcoin.
Well, it's 0.5% of the entire world's energy now is on mining cryptocurrency.
0.5%.
Right. But anybody sweating?
It's actually a lot.
Think about that. The entire world's energy, 0.5%.
Yeah. It's like just taking the term mining and they're running with it. Like.
It was the equivalent of Sweden, I think. Colorado, meanwhile, other international news department, has just in the 2014, the legal cannabis went on sale. They've just surpassed $10 billion in sales, which is
why didn't
quite
they
a bit
do
more here.
Canadian money? I don't understand.
Colorado. Because in America.
Oh, it is, right. Why do I always think that's in Canada? I guess because I have nothing to do with the place.
They begin with C.
Sorry, that number again, Chris Valley.
$10 billion in sales. I think
holy
they had
smokes.
Taken in something like $1.5 billion in taxes to
wow.
the state government. I'm not
a
sure about the local taxes.
$1.5 billion in taxes with a legitimate market.
Yeah. There you go.
Spending that on education and healthcare.
And
well, that's
Bitcoin
the thing. They direct where
something.
To go, right? Definitely. And it does. It literally goes to building school classrooms and things. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. But we missed out here.
Come on, New Zealand.
Is there still a Bitcoin machine at the Dog's Bollocks? Anyone out there know?
5395 is a text machine up here.
Let us know if you've been into the Dog's Bollocks recently. And
Just off K Road,
sorry,
actually.
Chris, mate. You didn't where, want Chris late, is like, what the fuck?
Late night.
I didn't know that was there.
Oh, fun
that's
fact.
Late night shopping.
Yep, it's all on. I'm heading back up there now. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be operating the coffee machine for people?
Potentially.
So they can have a little chat to you about the DAC?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Have a chat.
Ask
have
you
a smoke.
All those sort of CBD questions that they have.
Oh, yeah. I need a recording, actually. Just press some buttons for the... Yeah.
Chris, it's our pleasure, as always. Thanks
Thank
so much.
You.
Thank you to the Hemp Store.
Do it, man.
That was... Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.